Welcome to the Inspire to Invest podcast, where we're sharing inspiring stories from business owners, entrepreneurs, and real estate investors on the pursuit of wealth and financial freedom. This episode of the Inspire to Invest podcast has been brought to you by The Wealth Club.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Inspire to Invest. I've got Curtis Pimentel here with us from Burlington today. He's got more than 10 years experience working as a real estate investor, and he's essentially taking his passion for finance and turned it into a very successful real estate portfolio. He kicked off in construction and renovation, as well as working in as an electrician. But since then, he bought his first property about 10 years ago in just his early 20s. And since then, he's been steadily purchasing cash flow positive properties ranging from rentals and flips, BRRRR projects, pre-construction, and I learned a new word today, deconversion. So he transformed a condo of single family units into a multifamily property. So I thought that was really interesting as well. Thank you for being here today, Curtis. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
So obviously you've done a whole bunch of different things, and it sounds like you got started off fairly early in your 20s. Can you share a little bit more about what inspired you to get into real estate, and if somebody, you know, if there was a particular catalyst or something that you put you on this path?
Yeah, I just, from, you know, parents, friends and stuff like that, you know, see that a lot of people who had more freedom always had a property. Back then, everybody had one that I knew, right? So my idea was originally, and, you know, it changes over time. My original idea was, you know, if I had one property, and say 25 years, that property would be paid off. And I had my house, you know, more or less would be paid off. So, you know, by the age of, you know, 45, 50, I can use that money to basically live, right?
Yeah.
And over the times, you know, things changed a little, my goals increased. So the big goal I had was to basically have three properties before the age of 25.
Yeah.
And therefore I would have three properties, and I figured that rent being paid off or almost paid off, because you want to have some debt in the property, would at least offset everything else and allow me to be totally free. So that's how that's my whole reason why I started.
Yeah, understood. So then how did the trajectory kind of change along the way? Like once you kind of started off with that one property, how did you then build and grow into all of these different avenues? Because 10 years isn't really that long. So I'm just curious to see how that all came together for you.
So basically the way I kind of shifted a little bit, it was just trying, when I first started, I didn't know the whole network. You know, the only person I knew was, you know, the guy down the street who had one property. You know, during COVID, I really started doing a lot of research and found that there's a lot of groups, network, education out there. So a lot of the stuff I did, it was on my own. So basically, you know, going to banks, meeting people who had properties, doing a lot of like that forward to try to get information. So everything I was always doing was trying to basically how to get the next property. Trying to figure it out myself. So I kind of did a lot of different things. So I did start off with room rentals, living flips, got the pre-construction. So I figured how to stack mortgages. Eventually took all that capital, went back to flips, sold some stuff off. Then I got into commercial.
Yeah. So I guess at what point did you start engaging investors on your projects?
So during COVID, I kind of went on an educational run, I guess to say, right? And I did a lot of research. I started really learning about taxes, corporations, and stuff like that, how to qualify without T4 income, all that stuff, how to bear trust properties, all that information. So that really took me to the next level. And then from there, I started going to meetups and stuff like that and really kind of seeing what other people above me are doing.
Yeah.
And then as that goes apart, you kind of like, my original goal has now increased, right? So
yeah,
it kind of, your goals change over time, right? So
yeah, like, why would I buy this house? I could buy the block.
Yeah, exactly.
Now for anyone that doesn't know, can you talk a little bit more about what a bear trust is and why that would be beneficial for a real estate investor?
So like bear trust is basically you buy a property in your personal name and you can trust it over to your corporation. So it takes all the losses and gains into that corp. So you hold it personally, but you get your wins and loses taxed differently. So it doesn't come on your personal name, it comes in the corporation name.
So why wouldn't you just buy that in a corporation?
You could, but if your corporation doesn't qualify or you don't want to go through like Bs and privates, you want to do it personally, you can use that instead.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to understand that. I figured some people listening may not be familiar with what that is or what those advantages could be. Now, you talked about starting off in construction and renovation. At what point
Yes.
did you decide that you had enough going on with your real estate portfolio that you could kind of rip off the band-aid and transition over?
So I ripped off the band-aid like a month ago.
Yeah.
So,
So, brand new.
yeah, brand new.
It still
Still bleeding
stings.
a little.
Yeah.
So I used my active stream of income to basically substitute my 9 to 5.
Yeah.
And then allow me to get rid of that 9 to 5, my active stream of income, my realtor side.
Yeah.
Things have definitely increased, so I can basically dedicate more time to it.
Yeah.
Build a brand and business that I truly love.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that makes perfect sense. In
Yep.
terms of your successes, since you have obviously done a little bit of everything, it seems like,
Yeah.
what would you say
Yeah.
that you look at as your biggest success or something that you're most proud of?
So starting back from the beginning, I think just being able to purchase a property at such a young age, that was a big key point in my life. It really kind of set the tone for the rest moving forward. So anybody listening, I highly recommend get into a rental property as fast as possible. Even with just stay living at home, get that property rented out. It's gonna do wonders. That's my biggest one. In terms of project-wise, the one I'm currently working at or doing right now is really unique. Not that many people are doing it or know about it. So I'll probably say that is my current favorite project
Yeah.
I'm doing. But
Okay. Now, in terms of challenges, like what kind of roadblocks have you hit along the way while you've been trying to figure everything out and grow?
we sold time.
Yeah.
So juggling my time, so between my 9 to 5, my family, my investing side, takes a lot of toll. I mean,
Yeah.
I used to wake up at 5 a.m., go to bed at 11, literally work a whole entire day.
Yeah.
Lying in bed, my brain's still going. So time is definitely the biggest challenge for me. That and basically while you're learning steps, there's a lot of downtime. You see all these people doing all these projects and buying properties.
Yeah.
But I was going nice and slow and steady. So even though I was going slow and steady, it still was going on a nice upswing, right? So just looking back at that, you don't have to go racing out of the gates. Take your time, build the foundation, build the building blocks,
Yeah.
and then use that to elevate.
Yeah, I think that's something that's really important right now, just because there are a lot of companies and people that did scale
Yeah.
very, very, very quickly, and then they have run into issues in a number of ways. And part of that
Yeah.
could be, they were falling behind on the repairs that needed to happen in order to get renters in. So then there was vacancy, cash flow issues, and just one thing after another that's then created liquidity and insolvency issues and stuff like that, right? So I think that, of course you want to grow, but I think you need to grow at a safe pace and grow in a way that's going to kind of protect your overall net worth in the long run rather than just getting ahead of yourself too fast. So I think that's really relevant, especially with like interest rates and the housing market. You gotta grow to give
Yeah.
yourself a bit of a buffer with your equity and stuff like that as well. Now you mentioned some of the different real estate organizations and people you're learning from. What would you say are some of the lessons that you've learned either from your own experiences or just from connecting with other real estate investors?
Ooh, it's a tough one. Probably say, sorry, can you repeat that one more time?
Yeah, just in
What was
terms of
it?
the lessons, like anything from
Let's say,
your
so
own
lessons
experiences.
wise, I'd probably say, yeah, honestly, take your time, slow and steady. Always keep moving forward.
Yeah.
Yeah, always keep moving forward, slow and steady. Look, one I had a conversation with this gentleman there, and I was doing a whole bunch of little projects, making small profits. And he mentioned to me, why do a whole bunch of little ones? Do one big one. Take the whole year and find a project that you guarantee yourself whatever number you want.
Yeah.
Minimum, and dedicate the time and money into that. Dedicate time and money finding the project that
Yeah.
you know is going to win, not find a whole bunch of little ones that you're basically backing $100,000 just to make small profits with high margins.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's definitely some people that I've talked to that have felt the same way, not necessarily in terms of scaling super quickly, but instead of buying five or six single family properties, like go and buy a sixplex, right? Because there's a lot of things that you are duplicating efforts on if you're going through smaller projects, right? You've got to qualify for financing that many times. There's that many different properties and taxes, and can all just be streamlined if you consider things in that sense. And as we know, like it's easier to qualify commercially than it is to qualify on those, once you've kind of hit your cap of maybe five properties, right?
Yep, but even on that note, like if you still want to stay in the single family home market, the residential market and stuff like that, and you want to do flips or burrs or conversions, don't go pick at the property that's just because the numbers kind of work and you want to do a property now. Take the time, door knock, network, find the one that really does make sense, and then do it. It doesn't have to be commercial, it doesn't have to be residential. Just make sure you pick the winner. Take the year, get the winner.
No, I like that. Now we're just going to take a really brief break for a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to the Wealth Club, an exclusive community dedicated to elevating your journey towards financial freedom, well-being, and success. The journey to 1% starts here. Join like-minded leaders and commit to growth for the mind, body, bankroll, and soul. Learn all the proven techniques to change your life forever with direct access to a massive team of more than 10 tried and true experts. Moreover, members enjoy priority access to investment opportunities, job openings, and partnerships within the community. For just $1 a day, members gain entry to specialized forums covering a wide spectrum of fields. Discover diverse income streams, new opportunities, collaborations, and employment. Partake in weekly Zoom calls with our team and join monthly live Q&A sessions. Compete and win cash prizes. Active members top the leaderboard for monthly rewards. Ready to get started? Join today to unlock your true potential. To sign up, go to skrill.com/thewealthclub. I value transparency, integrity, and trust. If you choose to work with me, you can be assured that business will be conducted honestly and openly. Time is of the essence in this industry, so you can expect nothing short of quick, clear communication from me. I'll keep you informed every step of the way so you feel comfortable throughout this entire process. Our homes are where we eat, sleep, relax, and play. My clients' best interests are at the heart of everything I do. And with this said, my service to you doesn't end when the transaction does. As your realtor, I'll not only help you buy and sell your property, I'll also educate and support you along the way. I want to help you fulfill your goal of homeownership and become your trusted real estate resource for life. I can't wait to share my passion for real estate with you. More importantly, find you the perfect house to turn into your home. Looking to buy, sell, or invest in Durham Region or Toronto? Let's chat. Inspired to Invest is proud to support the Beyond Success program. In today's complex world, it's absolutely crucial for our youth to learn how to take charge of their financial future. We believe that every young person deserves access to accurate, practical financial information. Designed to bridge the gap, the Beyond Success program leverages a comprehensive educational boot camp to equip young minds with essential financial literacy skills. At Beyond Success, it's not just about teaching financial literacy, it's also about fostering a foundation for a prosperous and empowered future. Join us. Together, we can build a brighter financial future for the next generations. Join us. Together, we can build a brighter financial future for the next generations.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Inspired to Invest. I've got Curtis Pimentel here from Burlington today, and he's talking about how he's scaled his real estate portfolio over the last 10 years. And he's dabbled in a little bit of everything from rental properties and BRRRs to even conversions from single family to multifamily. So before the break, we obviously talked about successes and obstacles and a bunch of different things. But one thing that I always like to ask people that's more of a bit of a fun question is, what's the craziest thing that's ever happened to you as a real estate investor?
Personally, or tenants?
Either way, anything that
Either
jumps
way,
out.
I got tons of tenant stories. Tons of tenant stories. Like people using the hallways as bathrooms. I don't know, dead animals. Man, I got a webcam girl. I had was narcolepsy. The lady had narcolepsy, but you had to be really quiet because she couldn't sleep. And I had to go explain to her that that's not how it works. floods taking out 3 floors of a townhouse, of that whole lack of stuff like that.
Now, in all of these instances, were you managing these properties yourself, or do you lean on property management?
So just recently, property management, I'm my newest one, but everything else prior to that was by myself.
Yeah, it's all on your shoulders. So now going back to talking about lessons and things like that, in terms of advice, what would you say that you'd want to pass along to somebody that's starting out in terms of advice based on your experiences?
Take the time, learn, educate, network, have high-level conversations with people. That'll be the first takeaway. After that, pick up, there's so many different avenues you can go down. Pick an avenue and master that avenue. Don't start hop flip-flopping between different styles and projects stuff. Pick an avenue, go down that avenue until you can't do it anymore or something stops you, and then slightly pivot. That's number one, my biggest takeaway or advice, I should say. And then also on top of that, always plan for multiple streams of income. I mean, so many times I see guys in my previous work so dedicated on that, 40 hours a week aspect, salary at the end, the pot at the end of the rainbow kind of thing, right? And then life changes, job changes, the company changes, and then next thing you know, you're scrambling. I have multiple streams of income.
No, I couldn't agree more with that. Now, since you have done a lot of different things, what would you say is next for you as you continue to build your portfolio?
So I'm going to keep picking up properties, commercial properties. I'm going to be looking for business partners. I want to be more hands-off on that aspect and build the team out. So I'm recently moved out to Edmonton. I've been dissecting that market for probably about a year and a half. Been in there for about a year right now. So I have a whole team network available right now. So my next steps, basically, I'm going to start multiplying what I'm doing right now and try to bring on some passive partners as well.
No, I know quite a few people actually that's in there, and even for me, I had a rental property in Edmonton for a while for a number of reasons. Like, one was just cost. It was a little bit easier to get into the market, but it's also very landlord friendly. So when there are tenant issues, you can get in pretty fast with the landlord tenant board. And I did have a situation like that, and I think it was a matter of 2 to 3 weeks for my property manager to get in, and they actually moved out before that meeting even happened, and then we had it re-tenanted. So it is pretty favorable from an investor standpoint.
Yeah, so if you go down the long road, it's 4 to 6 weeks. Typically, they move out before because they already know they're going to be moved out. So
That's still
they already
pretty
know
good.
they already
They're
know
like,
the
that
game.
could
So
be like
they're gone in
14
three.
months here.
Yeah, 3 to 4 weeks max. You get security deposits, which basically is your last month's rent anyway. So they don't pay. You're going to get the money there. Price per point per door or per property, whatever, is definitely lower. Speed's 100 times faster.
And there's still
Big
some good
huge under one.
appreciation. Like for me, I still made about 100,000, so I pretty much doubled my investment during that time. So, put 100,000 down on the property, and I made 100,000 in 4 years. So I thought that wasn't too bad. It was kind of, markets will continue to fluctuate and stuff like that. But I know sometimes there's concern when you go to a market that's more affordable that you're not going to see that equity and that appreciation as time goes. But, it wasn't my personal experience.
No equity down there right now, things, and then in the long term, for the next say 5+ years, I think it's gonna be really good. You got a lot of pretty much everything. All the fundamentals that are here, it's actually happening there, just in a different scale, right? And then your price part, like I said, your price per door property is lower, so you're gonna see this. You basically get when you have it here, just over there, the lower purchase
I
price.
think as long as you've
Yeah,
got a
big.
solid property manager, that's really the main thing, right?
They have a solid team, basically.
Now, in terms of things like financial freedom, do you have a particular dollar figure in mind or number of doors that you're aiming for?
Yes and no. Realistically, like I said before, everything's a, as you go on, your goals change plus or minus, right? So like I have a dollar figure, like a net worth that, or that I want to have, but I know in the back of my head, realistically, it's not I'm probably going to keep going. Like,
Yeah.
I'm always going to keep buying stuff. I don't ever see myself stopping. I might see myself slow down, spend time with family more and stuff like that, but I'm always going to be searching for the next deal.
Yeah.
I like to win, right? I like to find those winning deals. I like to put in winning deals together.
Yeah.
So I think moving forward, like, yeah, I have an end goal, but realistically speaking, I'm sure I'm going to keep going, right?
Yeah. Well, that's part of, I think, keeping motivated and having that sense of purpose is always continuing to reach for something new. Because once you hit it, you'll be like, okay, well, now what? Right. So, yeah.
And then I was on that too. Like, I think setting a goal is great, but I mean, depending on what your goal is, right? So if your goal is to have 10 million net worth or 200 doors,
Yeah.
and you focus all your time on that and you forget everything in the back end, you're not really, my events, you're not really living. You're just so, but focus on that one goal, right? So I do have a goal. I'm going to get there. I know I will. But then I'm just going to keep going. I don't have a
Well, and I
time
think
frame.
that's what sometimes people, of course it's all connected, but it's really not so much about the money and the number of doors as it's the freedom and the time that it provides and the lifestyle that it provides, right? So if it's, that you want to spend 2 months a year vacationing in unique places, and you need $200,000 to do that the way that you want to do it, like, it's kind of looking at how that can open doors for you in all of those other different ways. And for some people, it may not be as extravagant as that. It could just be maybe having a month off in the summer with their kids, right? But that may not be possible within the confines of a 9-to-5 job or something like that, right? So I think it all depends on what you want and just reverse engineering to get there.
I think, to be honest with you, I think every single person who is able to should always have at least one separate property.
Yeah.
Just one. Like, you don't have to go crazy, just buy one.
Yeah.
It doesn't even matter if it's a condo, just buy one.
Yeah.
They're
Yeah.
super easy to manage,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So
Just get your foot in the door, right?
just
Yeah.
buy something and just put it there. And then just
Yeah.
forget about it. That one
Yeah.
thing, 10, 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road, when you're sitting there at 50 years old,
Yeah.
whatever, 55, 16 years, you're like, oh, I'm tired of this. I want to change. Well, it's right here.
Yeah.
The change
Yeah.
is there. It's so
Yeah.
simple.
Yeah, no, agreed. And I think for some people, like for this in the GTA, I know Burlington might be, a little less expensive than Toronto or something like that, but there's also opportunities when you consider other markets, whether that's in the States or even in the East Coast. Like someone listening could be like, oh, so easy to buy like a $1 million house. Like, it may not be, but just don't be limited by your backyard, right? So just keep in mind that there are things that you could get into that are far, far, far less costly in different places. Like, I talked to someone that was doing midterm rentals in the Midwest, and he's picking them up for about $100,000 a property and then renting them to insurance companies for people displaced by fire and flood for like $2,500 a month. Well, what do you think a mortgage on $100,000 is? Like, you're probably putting $20,000 down. Your mortgage is probably like $600 a month.
It's probably 700
You'd be
bucks.
making like $2,000 a month US on something like that, right? So again, I think it can be frustrating for people here that literally can't even afford to buy their own property, let alone a rental property, but there are so many different things and you start to open your eyes and just see what's available in other places. So obviously the name of this podcast is Inspired to Invest. So I like to ask people what's a quote that motivates or inspires them.
So, I'm not really big on quotes and stuff like that, but one thing that's always kind of stuck with me was Kevin O'Leary mentioned, how did it go? A salary is a drug that they give you to forget your dreams. And more I see that when I was at work, like I said before, like that your end goal, like your income, the money at the end of the year, you're on that path, and until it changes, it's basically, I'm more and more sure I kept seeing that.
Well, I thought you were going to say don't drink and vote.
Don't drink and don't vote.
But on that note, for anyone that does want to connect to learn more about your opportunities, what's the best way for people to get in touch with you?
Yeah, so honestly, probably just Instagram. I have a link on my Instagram. You can book a call with me. You can shoot me a DM. You can find me on my website,
And
Pimentel
is it just
Homes.
at Curtis Pimentel?
Yeah, it's Curtis Pimentel Real Estate.
Okay, perfect. So we'll include that as well below. Of course, thank you for spending your time with us today. And for anyone that has enjoyed this episode, please make sure that you like, comment, and subscribe below. You can also follow along with us at Inspired to Invest podcast on social media. And of course, remember, when you invest in yourself, the sky's the limit. Thanks again.
Thank you to the Wealth Club for bringing you this episode of Inspired to Invest. The views represented on this podcast are for general information only and does not constitute investment or other professional advice or an offering of securities. The host and guests featured on Inspired to Invest make no representations as to the performance of any particular investment. Should you decide to make an investment, you are responsible for conducting your own review and analysis. It is recommended that you obtain independent legal, accounting, and tax advice from licensed professionals.